Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
New day, new you. Wake your ass up.
Only strong, strong,
positive vibes. Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful.
Listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. You know, a lot of times I like to give advice. But you know what? Sometimes this advice I'm giving is sometimes it's below and sometimes it's above my knowledge. You know, you gotta be able to understand what your threshold is. Your threshold of fucking knowledge. But sometimes you don't gotta go overboard with this knowledge that I'm trying to give you sometime. Sometimes my advice is practical. Sometimes my advice that I'm giving you is something that I would tell myself. And Miles, you look in the mirror and tell yourself some shit and hope that you remember that shit by the time you walk outside?
No.
You don't do that shit, Miles?
No, maybe I write a note.
I do it all the time.
My phone.
I do it. No, fuck all that. No. Sometimes you forget you put the shit in the phone. But if you tell yourself some shit, and make sure yourself heard yourself tell you some shit in the mirror, a lot of times yourself gonna remember it.
Yeah. I know me. I'll tell me stuff and I'll just forget it if I don't write it down.
No. See, I don't want to say you're wrong, Miles, but you got to talk to yourself.
Okay.
See, sometimes giving yourself practical advice sticks with you more if you tell yourself, if you make it a point to tell yourself this shit, Miles. You know, sometimes you ain't privy to shit that yourself already fucking know. So you got to tell yourself anyway to make yourself privy to shit.
Yeah. I think our listeners know from experience that you just love conversations between you and you.
Advice, Miles, doesn't have to go into your shopping bag at checkout. You know why? Because you fucking got to overthink this shit. They're going to ask you, are you on paper or plastic? Huh?
Right.
You got to decide if you want to get that plastic and allow that shit to degradable and just go itself back to whence it came, Miles.
Yeah, that plastic won't. It'll just stay in that landfill of advice forever.
Fucking plastic, man. And paper bags are great. Love paper bags, Miles. Remember back in the days you used to bring your lunch in a paper bag, Miles?
Oh, I hated that because everybody had a lunch pail.
Everybody had fucking great ass lunch pails. And then you got to fuck around and draw your own picture on the side of a paper fucking bag so you could be original and different. Just to compete with that fucking metal ass lunchbox.
I just put my name on it.
I just draw a whole fucking picture. I just draw a whole fucking photo on the side of that bitch, Miles. I would draw some action and shit. Two fucking gladiators fighting on the side of that motherfucker. A race car or some shit like that. And everybody wants to see it. Yeah, man.
You're creative.
I had a motherfucker one time, Miles, steal my fucking lunch bag. Stole my fucking lunch and left my lunch and kept the fucking bag, Miles, because the drawing was so fucking vivid and amazing. I think I drew one of those cartoon characters and shit like fucking He-Man or some shit on the side of that motherfucker, the muscles and shit, and the goddamn sword, holding the sword up in the air, hand-drawn, Miles. People were fascinated with that shit.
I remember He-Man. He, much like Superman, you wondered why people didn't know he was really He-Man in his regular life, because he was ripped. He was huge.
Oh, huge. He was cut the fuck up, Miles.
Yeah, in his little safari suit that he'd walk around or wherever he wore.
Yeah, man. Love that.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He just spoke a little softer.
Mm.
You would think someone would go, "Hey, anybody ever tell you look just like He-Man?"
Somebody would tell you that shit.
Yep. Yeah, nobody would tell them that.
So, Miles, this advice doesn't have to go into the shopping bag and check out. No, this is advice that you can wear at home, Miles. Life is filled with so many wonderful things to enjoy. So many tastes and sounds and smells and experiences, Miles, that fucking tickle your senses, Miles.
Yeah.
So much that in our quest to find the newest and best, we take for granted the small things, Miles. And it's easy to miss the small things. Miles, if you're 5'6", right?
Which I am.
And if you, Miles, particularly you, because you are 5'6".
You called out my height, so I assumed it was me.
You know what, Miles? I can work at a fucking carnival. You know, and guess your height and guess weight and shit like that. I'm pretty good at that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Well, how much you think I weigh?
I think you probably weigh about one.
And this is tough because you're not really seeing all of me.
I'm not seeing you. 170.
Yeah. Holy crap. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's like what I walk around. Maybe a little lighter at times.
Maybe a little tighter at times, but somewhere around.
But I'm probably at 170 right now. Yeah. A little COVID, post-holiday weight.
See that, Miles? I'm pretty good at this shit, man.
You're amazing.
Fucking amazing, Miles. I can fuck around. Hey, I should fucking work at the carnival once in a while. Just to hang out in the carnival once in a while. You know?
Well, we should do a podcast where I just tell you celebrities and you guess their height and weight.
Oh,
and then I look it up.
I'll look that shit up and see how accurate I am. Current photos, though. I want no old shit. I want no old ass movie photos and shit. They, you know, people up and down when they're in movies and shit. They got to gain weight. They got to lose weight. Got to put muscle on and shit. Take muscle off. Yeah. Grow a fucking beard. All kind of shit. See?
That would be literally minutes of excitement if we did a podcast like that.
People would love that shit. The excitement of it all, man. Yeah. So you're 5'6", Miles, and you and Shaquille O'Neal went for a walk. You and Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, who doesn't love Shaquille O'Neal and all the goddamn commercials and shit right now? He's fucking selling every goddamn thing. Shit.
Yeah.
And you two guys went for a walk. The two of you could walk down the damn, you know, street all day without him ever noticing your flowers down.
Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing.
But how the fuck was he supposed to see that from way up there, Miles? Motherfucker way up there, Miles?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Think about how far he would have to bend down, how awkwardly he'd have to turn his body to see that my fly was
down. As your fly was down, Miles.
I would get nervous.
It's an easy thing for him to miss, Miles. Easy thing for him to fucking miss.
Right.
You know, hell, you could have your fucking Johnson out all day. He probably wouldn't notice it, Miles.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that you do that, Miles, because I don't think he would appreciate that shit at all. Knowing that you were walking around with your Johnson out and walking with him, a recognizable figure like that, that big-ass behemoth. What's that word, Miles, they say?
Bohemoth?
Bohemoth. Bohemoth. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say. The fucking big-ass bohemoth.
Well, that video would go viral, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it will, Miles. You were Johnson out, walking with Shaquille O'Neal, and someone's saying, hey, Shaquille, nice to meet you. Can I get a selfie? And yo, dick is in the selfie. What the fuck is going on here?
Huh? Well, I've never heard you call it that. You always say Johnson.
You know what? No, there's a difference. There's a difference between a Johnson and a dick, Miles. Big difference.
Yeah, no.
Man. Big difference. You can't sit there and say it's not a difference.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying I was shocked.
And a pee-pee. A fucking pee-pee, Miles.
Yeah, I heard you say pee-pee.
Let's be happy it's not a pee-pee. Shit, Miles.
Yeah, no, I'm a grown man.
You're a grown-ass man, man. You don't have a fucking pee-pee. Fucking
pee-pee no more. No, shit. No. Mm.
My point is, the higher you fly, the easier it is to miss the small things, Miles.
Wow, small things. I feel uncomfortable with that, but continue.
I know it's in a weird context, but you know, it fits what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But Miles, the small things are important as fuck. For instance, you ever been invited to an event in your damn honor?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, everybody's there to say amazing things about you, Miles. They say, what they say now? Give me your fucking flowers. Oh, shit. Get your goddamn flowers, Miles. I love getting them damn flowers.
I hope they're irises.
You like irises? Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I love flowers, man. I like tulips and shit. Tulips.
Oh,
I love tulips and shit. You know, people of all walks of life, Miles, your first crush who refused your advances, your high school coach who inspired you. And Halle Berry is there for some goddamn reason. I don't know why she's there. But you don't even know her. But she's there to say nice things about you, Miles.
Wow.
And you're saying, what the fuck Halle Berry done here?
I know.
And you know what? And it doesn't literally have to be Halle Berry.
You know what I would tell Halle Berry? I would say, the other day I was walking around with Shaquille O'Neal with my dick out.
See? But it don't got to be Halle Berry. It can be whoever Halle Berry is to you. Your vision of who a Halle Berry would be for you, Miles.
I'll take Halle Berry, but I get what you're saying. This is an amazing event happening with all the people of your dreams
for
there
you.
To honor
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. And this person that's speaking for you, Miles, about you is on that level that you would feel like, wow, this is like Halle Berry speaking and honoring me. See?
Yeah.
See, some people get excited about certain people and certain things, man. That's what I was upset about them. Every day, everybody's saying amazing things about you. People from all walks of life, Miles. I'm talking about everybody's damn Miles.
That's wonderful. This is wonderful.
Yep. And they're saying beautiful things. And half of them don't even know you, Miles. See?
It doesn't matter. I just love, I love the love.
And no expense was spared, Miles. You have the VIP seat on stage, Miles. It's like a roast, Miles, but they're saying nice shit. Oh. And what do we call it? What do we call that? A simmer? Instead of a roast? A simmer? Maybe it's a simmer, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe that's what's called a simmer. And people are saying beautiful things about you, Miles.
Oh,
man, they're saying beautiful things. You know, it's like it's called the crock pot. Because you're cooking real, it's real slow cooking.
Slow cooking.
And people are saying nice things about you. Oh, my. Taking the time.
I'm loving this.
See? They should call it a crock pot. A crock pot instead of a roast. It's a crock pot. Oh, man. And you're getting nice and tender. And when you get tender, you start fucking crying and shit.
Yeah, all my juices are flowing.
All your juices are flowing. You tender than a motherfucker. And once in a while, somebody come on that stage and while you're sitting in that chair and you're looking up and you're just like, you're smirking and smiling and shit. And they take one of those fucking forks and they stick it in your motherfucking arm. See if you're done. See?
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, of course it's good, man. Not deep. Just enough to see if you're tender.
They can ask me if I'm done. I'll answer.
Just stick a little bit. And maybe you got a little baster. And they squirt some baster on you.
Don't squirt. No, don't baste on me. Don't squirt anything on me.
See how tender
you are. I got to say, you have a tendency to ruin wonderful things. It was so wonderful. Can we get back to that? So I met this wonderful thing where people are saying lovely things about me. Then what happened?
Oh, okay. And as you're walking down the long aisle to the stage, Miles, in your expensive ass stylish suit. This motherfucker's nice, Miles. Woo, this bitch nice, man. You walk down that expensive ass stylish suit, you realize two things. Your shoes are too tight, and your underwear is riding up your ass, Miles. You know, you think you figured it out. You think you figured it out. Because here's the problem. When you get dressed, you're standing still, Miles. You don't realize how fucked up those shoes are and your underwear until you start fucking walking, Miles.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Those damn uncomfortable shoes have your feet throbbing, and those damn briefs have a mind of their fucking own. And say inappropriately invade your private space, Miles.
Terrible.
Those are new shoes and new drawers, Miles. You know what happens? They ain't broken in yet, Miles. They ain't broken in yet. That's why they're riding up your ass crack, Miles, and your feet fucking throbbing, Miles. New shoes and new drawers. And you paid a good penny for them. But you didn't test drive them. You didn't walk around the closet or walk around the house to make sure the fit was good.
No.
And now.
I didn't think I had to.
Fuck yeah, Miles. And now your night is about to be interrupted, Miles, by underwear that are uncomfortable and them fucking shoes that are making your feet throb, Miles. You remember how your mom used to tell you to make sure you had on clean underwear? Well, they also should have been telling you about the importance of fitted drawers and comfortable shoes. See, Miles, it's the little things. It's the little things. No one can see through your pants and them damn drawers.
No.
You see?
Not even Shaq. Well, Shaq's not even looking for it.
He ain't looking for it?
No.
He ain't looking for it. You know how hard it is for him to find some goddamn underwear that even fit him?
Yeah.
Shit.
That must be impossible.
Of course it's impossible.
Yeah.
He probably got to cut some existing pants into underwear size and shape and wear a pair of pants and then put his regular pants on top of the pants. It's hard,
That's a
man.
Lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's
All
hard.
Right. So I love this, man. You know, it is, life is about the little things.
Little things.
Sometimes as simple as some comfortable shoes and some nice fitting drawers can make or break a day.
You're right, Miles. You're fucking right. Mm-mm-mm. See?
Do you ever not wear underwear? Are you one of those people? Or
no. I always wear underwear, Miles.
Yeah, me
never
too.
Know.
I can't do that.
Fucking never know, man. Always wear underwear. Fuck.
What do you never know? What's going to happen?
You never know. People always say that. You never know. Never know. What's gonna happen? What you might run into? Always,
but what are you gonna run into where it would be important that you had underwear on?
You know what? You might get into an accident or some shit like that, and you got no fucking underwear on. You might have to give a person who didn't have no pants your fucking pants. See, man, okay. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody run down the street fucking butt-ass naked. You know, I don't know what's going on with them. They have some kind of issues or whatever. Or they just distraught. And they fucking just, fuck me. And they just say, you hear them say, fuck me. And they just running down the street butt-ass naked. And sometimes you want to help that person.
And give them your pants.
Give them your fucking pants, man. Here, man, just take these. Put these on. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this. What's going on with you?
Okay. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us on a new day of May I Elaborate Sound Wisdom from JB Smoove. On each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But before we get to that, while doing this podcast, we've noticed that while some of you seem to glean a lot of enlightenment nourishment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer out his very specific brand of advice to some of the personal and day-to-day issues of our wonderful listeners. So we now present some of your questions in our segment, Ask JB.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for it? Here's some questions from these lovely people out here. This is from Blongzy, B-L-E-O-N-G-Z-Y, at Blongzy. I really want to tell this person that I like him, even though we've only met twice.
See, the key word here, Miles, is the word twice. See, the stakes are low as fuck, man. If you feel it, fucking do it. You know? Why the fuck not? You only met twice. If you're counting and doing the math and adding shit up, and you only met the person twice, you know what? You ain't got shit to lose.
Yeah.
And if you're reading the signs, trust your heart. Sometimes you get a little buzz. Get a little fucking buzz and call that shit. Get a little, you know, motherfucker get smitten. Miles, is it possible to get smitten at meeting someone twice?
I think you get smitten the first time you meet
someone. Fuck yeah. Smitten is open-ended. See?
Yeah.
You get fucking smitten once you get that smitten. And it's hard to go back from being smitten. A motherfucker got to turn you the fuck off for you to become unsmitten. Is that a word, Miles? Is that a word people use?
I don't know. Maybe then you're smote. I don't know.
Oh, I like that, Miles. I like that.
It's not right at all.
Two times. Miles, we ain't got shit to lose. You're smitten. But you must accept the term smitten in order for you to process the smitten moment that the person that you only met twice. See, you become smitten even though you only met them twice. So you must insert the word smitten in there.
Yeah. But is there no value to having patience?
There is no value, but that doesn't change your thought pattern, and it doesn't change the fact that you fucking smitten, Miles. Smitten is something you must internally accept. I'm smitten. You must say, I'm smitten. I can't believe I'm smitten. After meeting this person twice, I can't believe I'm smitten already. See?
But let's assume this person is smitten, because they're saying, I really want to tell this person that I like him, even though we've only met twice. So they've got all this smittenness.
Yeah.
What do they do with it? Do you think?
Process it.
Process.
Now, put that bitch on simmer. See? I'm going back, Miles, to the opening where you take a little fork and you stick that motherfucking fork.
You're not saying snick poke the guy that they like.
No. They got to poke themselves and see how smitten they are and how tender they are. Yeah, right. Miles. Yeah. Yeah.
And all right. So I'll take from that and Blongzy, maybe take from it that don't stab yourself, but assess your level of smittenness.
Yes, indeed. That's what it is.
And trust your heart. What have you got to lose? It's only twice.
It's only twice. And don't forget now, smitten is cooked, it's slow roasted. Smitten is slow roasted. You don't got to do it all at one time. But just know in your process that you are fucking smitten with this person, and allow the smittenness to become tender and become done. You know, there's no rush. That's why your smittenness is in a crock pot, slow cooked.
You got a lot of cooking going on in this episode.
Man, slow cooked. It's okay. It's okay. Let that smitten get done and nice and tender.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's go. From Cookie Leech.
Cookie Leech, okay.
I like someone in the friend group, but she told me she likes my friend.
Man, I gotta admit, you threw me right there. I mean, you're not even in the friend zone. You're in the friend of the friend zone, which I've never heard used in that context before. But sometimes I say shit that ain't even out there yet.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
Do it all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, that's unique. That's virgin territory.
Yeah, very, very virgin, because you're not getting any being a friend of a friend.
See that? You like someone in the friend group. You know? Yeah, but she told me she likes my friend. See? Isn't that crazy?
She doesn't even say she likes you. You're not even her friend. She likes your friend.
Say your friend.
You were once removed.
You're once removed from said friend. See, yeah. See, this is where you got these layers now. You're building these fucking layers. It's like a goddamn sandwich here you're making. You know, you got a friend, you know, who's being liked by another goddamn friend who's not your fucking friend. See, you got to befriend the friend's friend in order for the friend's friend to accept that you like them and have them make a choice between you, said friend, and the friend's friend's friend. If that's clear.
No.
It sounds clear to me.
Well, of course it sounds clear to you, but
yeah.
How do you fight through this though? What's a one tactic? You there's this person you like, and they're not talking to you. They're digging your friend, and that's your friend. Do you sell your friend out?
Patience.
What do you do?
Patience is the key, Miles. Patience is always the fucking key, Miles. Another key is how good of a friend is that friend. See, Miles, I'm measuring all levels of friendship here. How long have you been a friend of the friend's friend? Are you close enough of a friend to the friend's friend in order for you to be patient and wait it out and see how said friend's friend, how that works out? And then you can make your move on your friend because your friend's friend and the friend are not together no more. See?
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that.
Of course.
I think in the two bits of advice, and I hope that helped you, Cookie Leach. But in both of your bits of relationship advice, you just seem to feel like you go for it. You go for yours.
Go for yours. Go for yours.
No patience. You're impetuous.
All your friends. You might as well go for it. Shit. Go for it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Go for it. Okay. And thank you for those questions. Hey, and please keep sending those questions in. You know, you can post them on Apple Podcasts, or you can send them to our email address, mayielaborate@gmail.com. We have an email address now because we're high tech, as if we were in 1999. So please send us those questions and we'll answer them. JB, you ready to start this thingy?
I was born ready. Let's go.
All right. Now on to our quote. Today's quote comes from the calendar, "Keep calm and carry on. Having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity." And it's by Sri Anandamati Ma.
I love it.
Do you?
Having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity. Oh, man, that's powerful.
Yeah, we were born human beings.
We're born human beings. You're born to be here. You're born to be here.
Yeah. And born to be alive.
You're born to be alive. Born. Born. Born.
Born to be alive.
Yes, man. No greater words have been said or sung, Miles.
Many greater words have been said and sung.
It's a lot of words out there.
Many.
Yes,
that list is huge of greater words that have been sung and said.
But in the context of what we need for these people out there in this podcast.
Perfect.
You must not waste opportunity. Man, we're going to get into this one, Miles, because this is powerful.
Okay. After the break.
Yeah.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, sound wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Today's quote we're looking at is, having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
I'm going to start out with a little story about appreciating nature. And one day, Miles, I went for a walk, right? A little hike. And along the way, I saw a squirrel eating a protein bar. Oh, man, Miles, he was devouring it. Oh, he was beating it down. He was getting it in. And the first thing I thought to myself was how filthy people can be sometimes. I said to myself, how hard is it to pick up some shit that you dropped?
Pretty easy.
Hmm? Every piece of trash you see is something that was left behind by some lazy-ass, inconsiderate person.
Terrible.
Now, while I was standing there, Miles, getting angry, I thought about picking up that protein bar and throwing it in the trash somewhere. But then I realized that damn squirrel was enjoying the fuck out of it. It had everything he loved in it, Miles. It had, you know, nuts and shit that was in that fucking protein bar. Fucking all kind of cool shit that he would eat, raisins and shit, fucking nuts and nougat and shit like that, you know? And it had berries and shit in it too, and oats and shit like that. That damn squirrel was enjoying the fuck out of it. And why the hell not? I mean, it had everything he fucking loved. That squirrel had to be eating it and thinking that it was the answer to his fucking dreams.
Yeah, imagine that.
You couldn't believe it, Miles. It's like you walking into an elevator and somebody left a fucking bag of money sitting in the fucking elevator. You look around, make sure this ain't no fucking prank. You know, you look at that fucking security camera and see if that bitch is on, if you see a red light. You say, man, is this a setup? Is someone trying to see how big my heart is if I would return this goddamn money and unmarked bills and shit like that?
Yeah, that would seem like a prank.
Fucking prank, Miles.
Now, who leaves a bag of money?
Who leaves a bag of fucking money in the goddamn elevator, Miles, sitting there for the... You know, people say, Miles? Sitting there for the taking. Shit, that's where that squirrel fell, Miles. Somebody left that fucking... That goddamn protein bar there for the taking. You know? For the taking. And now the person who threw it on the ground or dropped this shit by mistake probably say, oh, fuck, I dropped my protein bar and said, you know what? There's plenty of squirrels around this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe a squirrel will just grab it and eat it. You can be a person who goes and hides behind a tree with a little camera and shit to see said squirrel fuck that protein bar up.
Is he shooting a prank squirrel prank show to prank the squirrels?
Squirrels always look around too. A squirrel going to walk up to that protein bar. He going to look around and make sure he ain't on camera.
Okay, I don't think squirrels are that camera aware. But
oh, no, squirrels do not like to be recorded, I promise you.
I did not know that. Miles, I did not know that.
They don't play that shit. Yeah, they don't play that bullshit, you know? I'm home. Yeah. I'm living my life in, you know, in this park. Who the fuck are you to be shooting film of me so you can post online?
I didn't know they were so private.
Oh, they are very private. Squirrels are very private, Miles. They don't play that shit. They don't want to be recorded and posted. They got kids and family and shit, you know?
So the squirrel finds and he's enjoying the protein bar and you're marveling at how much the squirrel loves it. And then what?
See, once you record them, Miles, they got to explain that shit. I'm sure their wife and their kids are on social media and they got to sit there and explain why they didn't bring that shit home.
Right.
Why they didn't bring that fucking protein bar home and divvy it up for the fucking family. You know, you know, why did you eat that shit? That's you. I know how your fucking tail look. You know, can't even say that squirrel couldn't even
that's
say
the
it was
wife.
Him. Oh yeah, of course she's pissed off. She's sitting there trying to figure out what to cook tonight, and you sitting there out there eating a goddamn protein bar.
Well, she was just gonna cook nuts or berries. I don't think she's gonna cook much more than that.
Squirrels don't play that shit. Especially lady squirrels. Lady squirrels don't play that bullshit. You out there in them streets eating what the fuck you want to eat while I'm trying to feed these goddamn kids.
Okay. You know. So I got to say, though, I'm wondering, you seem to be just wandering in the forest away from the point. All right. So a guy dropped a protein bar and a squirrel ate it. And the squirrel thought it was amazing. What point are you trying to make?
I'm trying to say is this. That squirrel doesn't know anything about combining ingredients. And even if he did and wanted to share his creation with others, he doesn't have the money or the credit line to open up a commercial kitchen to mass produce that shit, Miles. You know? No, that damn squirrel has to sit there and be happy to eat our trash, Miles. Our fucking trash, Miles. His lady's home trying to fucking throw some shit together to feed these fucking kids.
Yeah.
You know, and you're supposed to go out there and what do they say when you fucking you're trying to find some fucking food in the animal world, Miles?
Foraging.
Foraging. You were foraging. You went out to go forage. But you decide to eat and be selfish. Miles, don't get me started about this being selfish.
Okay.
That squirrel, number one, got to eat our trash. And our damn trash is the best thing that damn squirrel ever ate, Miles. And he didn't even bring that shit home to share with his family. Couldn't share his fucking windfall. You know some shit?
Okay. So let me restate the quote, because I think I'm getting a point here. Having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity. Despite telling me about a failing marriage within the squirrel community, you seem to be saying that squirrels look at our food, stuff that we discard, is the best thing they've ever had. So that means we have one up on the squirrels. We're better than squirrels because we can make something that they can't. Is that where you're going for?
Exactly, Miles. Of course, we're inconsiderate. We throw shit on the ground like that.
Oh, yeah, we do that.
But this time, this was for the benefit of the goddamn squirrel, Miles.
Yeah, okay.
That squirrel didn't have to pick the shit up. He didn't have to pick it up.
No.
He could have walked right by it. He could just waited for the guy who cleans the park to pick the shit up, throw it in the trash. Oh, that squirrel could have said, don't fuck my park up, and picked it up and threw it in the trash and not want to eat after you. He don't know where the fuck your lips been at.
Yeah.
See?
He's too busy dealing with his marriage. I just think he was happy to find something and have a moment away from the house.
He could have cut the part off that you bit off of and still took the shit home and shared it with his family, but he didn't.
No.
See, other animals on this planet are envious of us, Miles. They're envious of us.
Right.
You know, animals don't get the chance to wear clothing and shit. You know?
No.
You know,
only in cartoons.
Or is Build-A-Bear still around?
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are dressed very sharply.
Yeah. They're not actual bears. They're just fabric.
Of course they are. They're fashionable bears that you can dress up in how you want them to look. Ties and shit, little dresses and stuff. You know? And whatever.
If anything, that's another example of our domination over a species, that we actually make toy versions of ferocious animals and we dress them up in tuxedos.
Miles, how amazing is it to see those bears work that runway, Miles? They are fucking fascinating how they can train them to walk that runway. It's amazing. The Build-A-Bear fashion shows.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, you got to catch up, Miles. You got to catch up. These things are, they train those bears to do some amazing things, Miles.
Okay. Wow. So bears, squirrels, is that, you got a list of animals? Oh, what other animals?
Hey, Miles, have you ever catch your dog staring at you? That motherfucker is admiring your opposable thumb. He watches you take that can opener and twirl it around the can of his food, and he thinks to himself, Miles, if I could just open that can, I wouldn't need this motherfucker. If I had the ability to get up in the middle of the night and say, grab a little snack and go in that goddamn cabinet, get that can of food out, you know, get that damn can opener and open his own fucking food and choose to eat out of the can or choose to put it in his fucking bowl. Miles, how amazing would
that be? They can't. But they can't with their paws. They can't grip a can opener. Even an electric can opener would be pretty tough.
Be fucking tough, Miles. See, they ain't built for this shit, Miles. And you know, your cat also stares at you with that envy too. Your cat marvels at the wonderful smells of the food you cook for yourself as you serve her or him that foul smelling ass cat food. You know what I mean? And all the while she's thinking, if I knew how to use that damn stove, the shit that I would fucking create, the culinary dishes that I would fucking make, oh, it would blow your mind. Cook my own goddamn food, and I would help the dog kill this motherfucker. See?
Wow. So you're saying animals, pets in your home are one step away from killing us?
Miles, all the time.
Because of envy. Because of
envy.
They're jealous.
And we are at our most vulnerable around our pets. You never fucking know with these goddamn pets, Miles. They get all kind of ideas, man. And they fuck around. And they're conniving sometimes. I don't trust cats, Miles. Cats, while you're sleeping, they crawl all over you and shit. And they crawl on your face. And they say that a cat can suck the life out of your ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Yeah. I have a cat. No, my cat, I've had him for years. He hasn't sucked the life out of me, but I do think he's been stealing from my savings account.
Oh, you got to watch these motherfuckers, man. Once they get that password, that's it.
I know. I saw him watching. I'm like, what does it matter? Mm-hmm. My cat. And then I've had to change it three times before I realized it was the cat doing it.
Now, some people have house cats, and some people got cats they let out at night. They just let them run the streets, and they come back home later on. You know?
Oh, man. Man, my sister used to keep these two female cats, and there was a male cat that would just... He would come to town every now and then, and he would pick one of the two women, and he would sleep with her, and the other one would have to like give her space. And he got them both pregnant, and then they were living there, taking care of his kids,
and then
he would just leave again. Yeah,
yeah, man, you gotta watch them cats, man. They can't commit. They're just not built for that shit about committing to one cat and one lady. They're just not built for that shit, man.
No,
hey, remember that cartoon Cat Dog? Remember that shit? I love that goddamn.
It was a cat on one end, a dog on the other?
Yeah, cat on one end and a dog on the other end, Miles. Oh, fuck, man. The bad part about this show was it was great. But I want to know, where is the asshole at, Miles?
Yeah, that's just backing up in the middle.
Where the fuck is it at, Miles?
Yeah, they need like a drain plug dead center.
What the fuck is it? You don't see these motherfuckers use a litter box? Shit in the park, Miles. Where is this shit going?
Yeah.
Where's it going, Miles?
I would think they both have horrible breath.
I would think they both have terrible ass breath, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Miles. That's the one cartoon I always wondered. Where the fuck is the asshole?
So, look, here's the quote. Having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity. You have shown me how animals are petty and envious of us. Mm. Is there something else you can give me before you wrap this up?
Well, here you go. Miles, we have the ability to formulate complex thoughts and ideas.
There you go. We're intelligent.
We're fucking intelligent, Miles. We are fucking intelligent. We have the ability to love, to laugh. We problem solve, Miles.
Yeah.
For example, Miles, way back in the time, we used to just sit on the floor and go about our business, Miles, shitting in the dirt, in the grass, dig a fucking hole in the shit. Just like any old animal. Right. We were no different than any other animal back then, Miles.
Yeah.
Neanderthal. Remember fucking Neanderthals and shit?
Yeah, you liked them.
Oh, those motherfuckers, there was shit anywhere.
Of course.
Woo! You know what I'm saying? Shit anywhere, Miles. They don't care. But then one day we thought, I wish there was a way to move that shit the fuck out of my apartment. So we came up with plumbing and toilets with the slow close seats, Miles. You see those, Miles? The slow close seats.
Oh, I like those.
I love them goddamn things.
I have that. Anytime I go someplace where there isn't one, I mess up and I drop it and it goes bang. Because I expect it to close slow.
You expect this shit to close slow. You expect everybody should be up on the close slow goddamn toilet seats, Miles. But they're fucking not, Miles.
Yeah,
you know what? You ever see those wooden ones? The wooden ass ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those motherfuckers slam hard, Miles. Oh, they fucking slam hard, Miles. God damn, man.
You remember when people were into cushiony ones?
Oh, remember those, man? You sit on the toilet and had the cushion.
A
nice, soft-ass toilet. Damn, but those were in the days when people loved to read books on the toilet.
Yeah.
Now it's like the world is faster now, Miles. They just want to look and check their social media and they get the fuck up and get the fuck out of that bathroom. They don't spend that much time in the bathroom like they used to back in the days, Miles.
No. Yeah. And now what I think about it, there's something nasty about a cushion.
There's something really nasty about a cushion, Miles. It really is something really not cool about a goddamn cushion, Miles. You're right about that shit.
Yeah. All right. So you have pointed out that animals are jealous of us. You've pointed out the extra abilities that we have above and beyond animals to formulate complex thoughts, to love, to laugh. Who knows? Maybe they love and laugh too, but they're definitely not coming up with a plumbing system. And certainly not, you said it happened in your apartment, in people's apartments. I think it happened before that. But we have apartments. We don't live outside and in trees. And so I would say, we are fortunate to be humans. Mm. Here's a quote one more time. Having been born human beings, we must not waste this opportunity. What do you say about not wasting the opportunity?
Mm. What I'm trying to say is that people with all those abilities, Miles, including opposable thumbs, Miles, it is important that we realize the potential we have, along with the responsibility we carry, Miles. You know, someone took the time to push you the fuck out of them, Miles, And you can't respect that shit. If you can't respect that process, Miles, if you can't respect someone had to assist in removing you from the inside of a person, and you lived in a fucking womb. You had to vacate that fucking womb into the outside world to fucking live. If you can't respect that shit, I got no respect for you.
Who doesn't respect that?
Some people don't, Miles. Some people don't fucking respect it, Miles. They live fucking tumultuous, fucking stress-filled fucking lives, Miles, causing issues and trouble and shit. You just, somebody gave you the gift of life. God damn it, Miles.
Yeah.
Shit. If you ever catch yourself looking at someone else who is busy achieving more than you, don't get discouraged. You know what I mean? And don't get jealous. You came out of a fucking womb just like they did. You got the same opportunities to fucking achieve your life just like they fucking do, Miles. Don't be fucking jealous of them because that process was better than you. Don't be fucking jealous. Catch me if you can. Miles already said that shit. Catch me if you fucking can.
Yeah.
See? Catch me if you can. Leonardo
movie. He was a con artist.
Yeah, that's movie. He was a con artist, but but metaphorically speaking, catch me if you can.
They caught him.
They did catch his ass, Miles. But then they gave him a fucking job. They caught him.
That's right. Then they had to chase him again. They had to chase him
fucking again, Miles. See, why can't life be that simple, Miles? See, you come the fuck out, and you are instantly challenged. Instantly challenged to make something of yourself. Instantly challenged to find love. Instantly fucking challenged to find relationships. Instantly challenged to find friends. Instantly challenged. Instantly fucking challenged to live the best fucking life that you can goddamn live because you are blessed to be a human.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could have came out like cat dog. See?
No, Miles, you know terrible.
You would have came out like fucking cat dog, Miles. It's easy.
Imagine your dog is giving birth and then the head comes out, it's a dog, and in the end, it's a cat. And then you just look at your dog and your cat and like, what were the two of you doing? And are you guys going to murder me now?
Should turn into a goddamn episode of fucking, what's that game called, Miles? They lock you in a fucking room together and you fucking trying to solve some shit. What's that shit called?
Those escape room things?
You in a motherfucking escape room, Miles. Miles, isn't that what life is? Isn't life outside of that womb like an escape room, Miles? Isn't that what
isn't the womb an escape room?
No, Miles. No, Miles. You come the fuck out. You're safe in that place. The escape room is us, Miles. We got to find a way to get away from each fucking other, Miles. You got to find a way to get away from the negativity and the shit that's fucking derailing your fucking movement, Miles. This whole world is a goddamn escape room, Miles. People trying to figure out how to fucking survive. How the fuck do I get out of here? Like, why isn't they building these goddamn spaceships and shit, Miles? And fucking shuttles and shit. And fucking SpaceX. Because they trying to get the fuck off this bitch, Miles.
You make a lot of sense, but you got to admit, escape womb is a pretty clever.
That's it, Miles. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Escape
Miles,
womb.
Miles.
But you're right,
man.
Though.
Sometimes you hit it, Miles. Escape womb is catchy as fuck, Miles.
Yeah.
What a bad reality show. Put grown ass people in a womb, Miles.
That's a horrible reality.
And they're all in there intertwined and tangled the fuck up, trying to get the fuck out of there, Miles. And they're all over each other and shit, like all of them. Fully dressed.
So it's like,
fully
they're
dressed
like too. Sextuplets.
Oh, Miles.
And it's like, what celebrity's going to get out?
And they're all like 30, 35 years old. Miles.
Oh. It's like the current cast of Big Brother. It's like the Chris Kattan.
Miles.
Actually older than 30. It's like that group of people.
Womb is fucking brilliant, Miles. And you watch them try to get the fuck out of there. And it's all trying to get through the same fucking opening, Miles. Oh, Miles. How fucking amazing. Then they drop food in from the top and watch them all fight over the fucking food, Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, Miles. And water and liquid. And you pour water into that fucking womb and food and snacks and shit like that and watch them fucking kill each other over it.
I feel like that's something you'd see on on Russian Netflix.
Mm. I would love to see a Royal Rumble in a womb. That should be fun too, Miles.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
But that's what it would turn into, Miles.
Hey, let me ask you.
Fighting
should
over
Should I be reading the end of the show now or did you have something else you wanted to say?
Because
this feels like something I would read the... All right.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, if you ever catch yourself looking at someone else who is busy achieving their the dream. Don't get discouraged. Like I said, man, don't get discouraged. And don't get your ass petty and fucking jealous. You ain't a fucking squirrel. Anytime you want a protein bar, just go to the store and you can fucking buy one. They're sitting every fucking way, all flavors and shit. Any kind of protein bar you fucking want, Miles. You can be gluten-free, all that shit, Miles. It don't fucking matter. Get you a goddamn protein bar. See, Miles? Yeah. You're a human being. You are privy to this shit, Miles. See, you are in that womb. You're in an escape womb, Miles. You can go and get you one of those goddamn protein bars. You can do what the fuck you want to do. Put your mind to it, Miles. Get out your own goddamn way. So you take your human ass and you go and achieve your greatness, Miles, because you have the opportunity to fucking do it, to live, to fucking breathe, to shit, to piss, to live your goddamn life and do it anytime you want to do it, Miles.
Right.
God damn it, man.
Fucking just not on a crowded subway.
Yeah, just not a crowded subway. Just pick and choose.
In several places.
Hey, there's a lot of places you shouldn't be doing that at.
Yeah.
And on a side note, don't fuck with squirrels because they will team up on your ass. Hell, for all I know, a squirrel and a few of his buddies jumped some hiker and took his fucking protein bar. We don't know how he got that protein bar. He took that shit, Miles.
They will team up on you.
You don't mess around with squirrels, man.
No.
They will team up on you and scratch the fuck out your face.
They will signal to each other and it's on.
It's on, man. It's on. You don't want to mess around with a few squirrels, man. They mean business, and they are not about the bullshit.
What other animals are you, like, afraid of? Like, I'm a little afraid of squirrels. Do you have any others that, like,
bats
creep you out?
Bats creep me the fuck out.
Tell me more about that.
Hanging upside down and shit.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Sound Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. And as always, we pull-ups. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment along with your great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also, please leave your favorite quotes and your questions for Ask JB there as well. You can send them to us also at mayielaborate@gmail.com. We will definitely be looking at those and featuring some of them on the show. Also be on the lookout for special celebrity guest friends of JB's. Those are episodes that are just always a ton of fun. And tell your friends about our podcast. Come on. Tell everyone. Tell people. Just walk up to people and tell them about it. Once again, I'm Miles, and
I'm a cat dog. Cats are so cuddly.
He's J.B. Smooth.
Look at the rambunctious fucking dog licking your fucking face. Wow. One of them licking their face, and the other one is licking their balls and shit. Now, a cat dog have balls? Or does a dog have balls? Whose balls are they? Are they sharing balls?
Those are joint balls.
Oh, joint balls. Anyway, yeah. And also, everybody, look out for Miles and I. We have a new hit show coming out called Escape Room. Coming to a reality TV channel. Check us out. This has been a Team Coco production.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.